Blog Talk Radio.
I want to be all my God, that they ain't gonna
Kumale Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha inni Muhammadan Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there will never be no God but one God, and that proper name is for the one God, because Allah means the creator of this creation. And he have created this creation and planned us all on to test us to see which one is worthy of the great reward he has kept away from us while we are here on this earth until he bring us in. And we openly bear witness that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophet, there's no more prophet to come. He has received the last revelation called Al-Quran. He have brought this, received this book to make the whole world a better place for all the human beings to live. Man have been very still in keeping this away from the human family, because we all come from Adam. I mean, we all are the creation of the one creator who have planted us here, who is testing us, and gave us a good example of how we should live and how we should operate our lives here while we're here. And that's no other than Muhammad. Yemen Abdullah, may God peace and blessings to every peace upon the prophet. And we hope and we pray that this prophet reach every human being in this world that we live in, so every human being could have a chance of saving his or her life. So we here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station again, trying to bring about keeping life alive, keeping truth alive, what is right alive, so we can have a future, so we can have the world that the creator of this creation have planted us in a better life altogether. So we thank Allah for this Block Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, who is sponsoring this Block Talk radio station at this time. And we thank him for what he's doing, and we appreciate him. This talk is coming out of California under the author by Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School. We hope that this Sims School comes to every neighborhood in America, because in this Sims School is the ability to do for yourself, do for your family, making the world better to live in, this Sim School. So we pray that it comes, pray that Almighty God continue to bless us to grow in this month called, that people call it history, black history, and it was black for many of us, and also evil for many of us. But we know this is American history. If they have on the land where we call America, it's no more than American history. It was good, and it may have been bad, but it happened in America. It didn't happen nowhere else but in America. But they done give it a name called black history, and we got to change that. It's a human, it's a history of evil and good and evil, and it's a history of so-called change. We need change. And in history, should be that we've been introduced back to the one God that created us. That should be the main focus of this history.
So we here tonight. We like to open our talk up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha, mean open. And we like to say it in the Arabic language, the beautiful language that most of all the prophets spoke. And then we like to say it in the English translation for those who do not understand the Arabic language. It goes like this. Humalay Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai to me. Rahman Rahim, Malik Yomidu. Iya Kana Briya Kana Sa'in. And then it's a Rato Mustakim. Rato Ladina Anto lay him. Glory Magdu be a lay him. While it dawny, we seek protection with Allah from the rejected enemy, Satan. With the name of Almighty God, most gracious, Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Dear long do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We're asking Allah to continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who left with brought down. I mean. Right. So we thank Allah for this precious time here on this Talk Talk radio station. Last night we got up the track because the phone wouldn't work. Something happened to the phone. They would not come on, but they would not. You would not be able to take them and adjust them where you can dial out or dial in. So we had to cancel the show. So we got that problem solved right at the moment. So we know that anytime you stand up for something good or do something right, then the enemy of doing something good and doing something right always intervene sometime and slow up the progress. So we ask Allah to help us continue to deal with that, keep going forward, and continue to make more and better progress in this world. So we the Muslim, the only mean one who submit their will to do the will of God. If we submit our will to do the will of God, then that means we're going to keep the peace. All the prophets spoke, and when they greeted the people, that we like to greet you in the same greeting of Assalamu Alaikum, simply mean God, peace be unto you. Well, we're here tonight on the Brock Talk radio station discussing the number one problem that is still throughout the world, and that's racism. And no matter where that on this continent or in the world, racism exists. It is not going to go away. That we think is not going to, well, Allah going to eventually get rid of it. But it will go away when people stand up against it. Allah will enforce. Allah said, don't make no image. And that's what Satan said he going to do. And Allah, we wanted to be gone, then Allah going to help us to get rid of the idea that God got a son, God got somebody to help him in his rulership. Nothing but lies, wrong thinking. So we here tonight with this message that we have received from our leader, Imam Wahid Muhammad, the message of concern, and it started way back there in the time of Abraham when his father had images in the Kaaba, and his father was making an image and they were putting the image together to make money, and he spoke out against that way thousands of years ago. So we still have that problem because Satan had been being consistent on keeping the image in the world and keeping people fighting against each other and not making progress. And Satan seemed like he'd been successful, but Satan time is up, according to scripture. The weather says time up. Scripture said, point to us and let us know when a thing is up. The prophet prophesied a thing that you will see when this this world, this evil world, time is up. Prophet Jesus said, in the last days, you won't be able to tell men from women and women from men. So this exactly, this got to be the last day, because this is what happened. Other prophets predicted on the weather not being so nice. So that's happening too. Prophet Muhammad made prediction too. He said, when you see people loving animals more than they do human beings, then that problem, that shows you that's a sign of the end of this world. He also said, when you see the businessman come corrupt, and when the businessman come corrupt, you will see this world come to end, and we know the businessman have come corrupt. They overbilling, they overcharging. I seen today what a room was for $200 for a little small room. Now, what poor person can pay $200 for a room? Can't pay $50 or $30 because the other economy. And they're going to charge $200 for a little room? This is Satan at his best. This is greed at its best. Where is the love for the human family? And these people, preachers, they preaching all this love talk. And now women steady running into the beauty parlor, trying to find themselves and make themselves beautiful. All nothing but tricks of Satan that keep being played on us. Yeah, they're running into the beauty parlor, trying to get a look, trying to be attractive. After scripture told them not to lead nobody, anybody, lead nobody in temptation. And this is exactly what's going on. And everybody is pointing at us. Everybody is bringing all the filth at us. And it's easy to do when you are inferior, when you think somebody better than you, when you think God have came, brought an image out, and that image don't look like you, and that image supposed to be God's son. How you think you're going to act? Psychologically, you're going to act inferior. And that was most our people all over this planet Earth is acting inferior because a lie had been told on God. Even some of the movies that's out with us playing in it, some of the movies, Deadly Secret. Now, what kind of movie, Deadly Secret? They got also another movie called Nasty that we are starring in. Another movie called Gang in London. All these are movies that tear up or destroy family life. Hell life. What kind of life is hell life? Well, you come to our neighborhood and you can see the hell life. That life in hell, that's one of the movies that our people, I'm going to talk about our people that look close, resemble us a lot, playing in that movie. Hell Life, another movie they got out there that we are playing in it. Now, the movie itself don't reflect exactly what it's saying, but it points to a problem. The movie is called Beast. And you know that reflects our neighborhood. If you go out at 2 and 3 o'clock in the night, the beast will come out. And the beast is worse than any lion or any tiger or any bear or gorilla that you can find in the jungle. And that animal will tear most human beings up. And that's what's happening in our neighborhood throughout the country. Yeah, the movie, they got the movie channel called, what kind of movie is that? So these people are bent on keeping us in color, black and white. Like right now, the black history. It was an evil history. It was a history of wrongdoing. It was a history that should never happen. never happen if the people who made the history, called the history, were civilized. This would have never happened to us. Ain't no civilized people would ever take another people and put them on a block and sell them to one people and then take their babies and sell them to another state, take their grandmama and sell her to another. What kind of people would do people like that? Then this not hate talk. This is repair what's already been done talk. This is the kind of talk we have here on this Block Talk radio station, Mexico Center. We can do all the talk, but when you're talking about paying what has happened to us, we ain't doing nothing but spinning our wheel. Huh? And as long as we spin our wheel, then they're going to come out and say, Jesus died for our sins. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God. And who you think has been given the proper information to get rid of them lies? Huh? We've been given that here on this Block Talk radio station. And so we appreciate you coming out, but we're here to notify you tonight that we're going to have to help sponsor this show. Brother Hameen been doing all by himself, but we're going to have to help him pay for the sponsors for these shows. And we're going to have to maybe get some advertising for you. If you go on sponsor, then you can advertise 5 minutes of your tours on this Block Talk radio station. But we got to keep this alive because many people are saying they're coming. And they going to come long as we put signs out, flyers out, long as we let them know what's going on this show about money. And no matter who goes into business, if the people don't like you, don't like themselves, they ain't coming in your business. And people who know that, who got business, they ain't coming either. The Jew ain't coming. The Caucasian ain't coming. But you got to rely on your people. Then you have to wake your people up. You have to give your people the understanding that we've been all tricked. Caucasian been tricked and we've been tricked. And we've been tricked coming. The biggest trick coming out of religion, saying God, African American people was cursed because of Jonah, and they became Ham. We became Ham. We became cursed, and the book said that we became the property and the people that carry the other people's luggage, the other people wood, cook, and clean up for the people, take their abuse. This is what that scripture saying in the Bible. We can't curse because we laughed because Ham laughed at his father for being naked. All this dumb stuff don't even make sense. We allowed to be preached out of the Bible, and innocent people who don't know how to speak for themselves, they swallow that hook, line, and sinker. So we here to scrape this mess out. That's why Allah says the firstborn are the ones who waking up. We're waking up to the lie. And we've been given a good teacher to help us wake up to what has been lied and have pointed to us the hidden message in the Quran. It's not hidden, but people have been trained not to read a book and read it where it condemned them. And that's what they're looking for, condemns them when they read the Quran. No, it's a message for all time, for the whole world. And African Americans have been trained not to see themselves into anything that's good. Even when they play baseball and basketball, they make all that money, but they can't come back and do nothing with it. They can't do nothing for them people, their people who in bad shape because they've been taught to be selfish. Look out for themselves. Don't worry about them other people. I heard Michael Jordan with Charles Barkley, and Charles Barkley was going to get this begging homeless person some money, and Michael Jordan told him if he can walk, if he can talk, he can go and put an application in for McDonald's. So don't give him nothing, Charles. I mean, this is the kind of coldness coming from our people that this world makes them cold. Huh? So I've seen it on TV. So all praise is due to Allah. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. Michael Jordan told him, said, don't give that man no money. If he can walk, he can talk, he can hold a sign, he can go down to McDonald's and put in for a job. How insensitive, and that, how insensitive is that? So praise it be to Allah, and this is kind of mentality that our so-called superstar, they done made them superstar, had when they jarred them, because I don't see no grocery store coming from them. I don't see no place where our people can send them from our people to go in there and enjoy themselves like a wild state. I don't see that from none of the stars we call stars. Even Beyonce went to Dubai and made $24 million. How much of that you think going to be spent back into the African-American neighborhood? How many going to be spent back? Hardly none. If there's some, then show me. I ain't got to check into nothing. The proof is in the pudding. So all praise is due to Allah. Allah didn't wake us up to love to sleep. When you wake up, you're supposed to get up. And you get up and you say your prayers. You ask Allah to bless you with the day that you got in front of yourself. And then you go to work. You continue to work, but don't you continue to pray. Because prayer without work don't count for nothing. If you're there praying and not working or try to produce no work, you know, they used to, all the high school would teach you automotive mechanic, you plumbing. They would teach you carpentry. They would teach you everything on how to build, how to make your own furniture and stuff. They took that out of school. Why did they take that out of school? And then one time they did it in the prison. We met a brother who could, one of the best, better dentists that we ever met, who came out of a federal prison where they taught you how to make your teeth, how to pull the teeth, how to take care of, make your own, put the braces for your teeth. This man was so good. Everybody would come all over the city and town to him, and he was reasonable, until he died. But they used to teach that in the federal prison. They would try to educate, but now they throw you in the jail, and they ain't trying to teach you nothing but how to get back there. And the reason they're trying to teach you how to get back there, they give you an F, a failure, and then tell the people that you're a criminal, that don't hire you. In other words, if they tell the people not to hire you, what chance you got to get back in society and prove yourself? So all this a game. Nobody cares about us until we care about each other. And the only way we can show we truly care about each other, that we got to go after the people that's like the she-herd. You got to go out that sheep that lost his way, go find him and bring him back to the rest of the sheep. And that's our job, bring out all people back to being a human being. Not just say, I'll help all people. And that's how you help all people. You can't help one people without helping the other, because what's good for one is good for all. And we've been told if you kill one people, like you done killed the whole world, huh? And you save one person's life, it's like saving the whole world's life. So that is what we're looking at. So all praise are due to Allah, and we're here tonight to keep this truth rolling so we can continue to make progress in this America. We're not going back to Africa. We're not going, and Africa got the same problem. They got that color problem. They over there bleaching their skin. They over there trying to talk Caucasian and proper Caucasian talk, dress like them, and carry themselves and live the most wicked ways of some of the Caucasians, these wicked ways. And only thing we can give both of them is the truth. And Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set him free. And who can bring the truth better than the one he pointed to will come after him? And that's no other than Prophet Muhammad. So we're here tonight. So anybody would like to come in and share on with this information, yeah, we got to have jobs. We got to make jobs. for making jobs. You got to make your people, the people that we call our people, who've been put in this jig, who minds have been snatched away from them. They don't have their own mind. If they did, they wouldn't put tattoos all over their face, put an earring. Men got earrings, both ears. Do you know how many fights that people, that man and woman done had because one think the other one got the earring? This ain't nothing but confusion. The Satan done brought in. And some of them, you can't even see their body for a tattoo. Their whole body been tattooed, and they really look like they got clothes on, but all they got on is that tattoo. Who can do that other than a devil? Who can lead somebody's mind to do something like that, to tattoo their face and all around their neck and all their breasts? They were showing a lady on the internet today who's a boxer. She done had her breast cut off. Looks so ugly. She's still a woman. She done had her breast cut off. She's a boxer. It's really sickening. But this is what we got to put up with. This is some of the things that we have to urge our people not to get involved in. So anybody else would like to share in this conversation we have tonight, we'll look for your hand to be raised, and your hand being raised, we will cut your mic on and let you begin to share in this information. All you got to do is push one on your phone, and that one will let us know that you is ready to share and talk and add to this great information world that we live in. They're going to help us be better, because we know we want to introduce the world to Prophet Muhammad, to everybody, to Imam YT Muhammad. We want to introduce them in this great month and to the great work that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Clara and others did on this planet Earth. We want to introduce all these great people, because many people still don't know nothing about Imam YT Muhammad. They don't even know about Prophet Muhammad and what these foolish people done told them. And people listen and they hear the dumb stuff quicker than they hear the righteous thing being said about somebody. They good to pick up the dirt. But when they come and pick up the good stuff, they when they hear that, they don't believe that, because they themselves have been made to think that they ain't no good. So when they hear something about somebody great like Imam YT Muhammad, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, like Sister Clara, when they hear the first one who came up with homeschooling was Sister Clara. How many of our people know that? So who you think gonna be picked and choose to tell them? No other than the fathers of Imam Washington Dean Muhammad. That's a great job. That's a great thing that we've been chosen to give the proper information so that people can grow. And we all brothers. We all are the children of Adam. And God made us different in a different environment that we come out. Who do you think been chosen to tell the people that? The late news, the world news ain't going to tell them that. The world news ain't going to come out and tell them that we one people, that God lives in them. That job has been given to us. So all we got to do is pick up the responsibility that we need to pick, that we've been given a charge to pick up. And the scriptures done told of those stay at home and see no harm, and not like those who go out. Then they tell you, brother, get out. We got to take this message to the world. We like Imam, he went all the way to Rome bringing this message of concern. So now we got to continue the work until this whole environment that we live in is safe and clean to live in. It's not safe. You can't ride the street and you might not get it. These police will electrocute you. The same one you pay and serve. You say, they ain't going to do it to me. How many more is dead thinking like that? Oh, it ain't going to happen to me. Can't happen to you. You live in America. Your skin is brown. The skin is red. Can't happen to you, because the whole environment under the guidance of these evil people is making it like that. Now, you got this Republican lady saying it's all right, Palm, whatever the name, slavery was good. Ain't nothing wrong with slavery. To most people, that's being the slaves. So they know it's good because they done made these jails to put these people in and call it a prison reform. It's nothing but slavery. It's nothing but dumbing people down. It's not to help them. It's not to classify them, get them back in the workforce. It's not to save them like they, you can go to the jail, you can hear them singing Jesus, and it don't mean nothing. They can say, I go to the jail, and they be on caught the Christians would be thanking Jesus and don't be meaning none of that. Because if they did mean it, we would have a better society when they come out. Many people come out and went in there and they come out, Muslims come out reading the Quran, they least is seeking the truth. They least thinking a better life. And when a brother or sister go in there and deliver the message to the inmate, the sisters deliver the message to the sisters, or the brothers deliver the message to the brothers, then you, no matter what brother in there, no matter what ethnic group in there, when they hear the truth, they know the truth. It stand out clear for falsehood. And they love it, and they want to get involved, and many of them ask after so long to take this your holiday because we know that this is the best way to live on this earth, being a Muslim. There ain't no other way that I see to live this good life better than being Muslim, because we are free from all of the other superstitions and all the other foolishness that this world put on you. You can't be a Jew unless you born a Jew, and you can be a Jew if they adopt you. What kind of religion is that? You got to adopt me into the religion, and most of the time you ain't going to adopt nobody unless they got millions and millions of dollars. They wanted to adopt Muhammad Ali into the Jewish community. He told them no thanks. They wanted to adopt him, so they seen him and they realized he is a true hero. He changed the culture of boxing. He sold mercy and he made everybody that boxed him millionaires. Everybody came against him. He made them, no matter how poor they were, they became millionaires. So Muhammad Ali did. So all praise are due to Allah for this religion. So anybody else would like to share at this time that match one and come into the queue. So we know we can nobody save us until we want to save ourselves. We can't save ourselves going into the dope den, drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, or trying to follow Mike Tyson buying his weed. He selling weed. He's supposed to be a Muslim, but yet he's pushing that weed, making good money off that. But that money he's making, if he leave it here, he can't take it on the other side and spend not one day from being in the fire that he's going to put it there if he don't put it down. So we got one person that raised a hand. Thank this brother, Sujah Muhammad. We're inviting him to come on here and share in this beautiful conversation. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Sujah.
Walaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Well, you ain't no stranger. You know you know, so I'm gonna turn it over to you. You got it, my good brother. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum assalam. I'ma first start off with Allah's name, with God's name, the most gracious, the most merciful. I testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, there's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Abraham, Lot, Noah, all these great men, and there's many more prophets, is God's servant. Prophet Muhammad was the seal of the prophet. What I mean by the seal is that after Prophet Muhammad, there was no need for another prophet. So he was the last prophet that Allah blessed. You know, to mankind, to the human being. But there was other prophets that was before him. See, Abraham, you know, Job, you know, there was prophets that Moses, you know, that was obedient to Allah, and they put their mark in history, you know. They put their mark in history. And Allah said that He made us different. He made us different. And the reason that He made us different was that we can, so that we can learn from each other and we can know each other. You know, everybody's not the same. Everybody's not the same. Everybody that is a human being and listen to the word of God, there's something about it that they gonna lack more than other things that he hear or that he say or she say, you know. And they going naturally, they going to elaborate on the things that they see and that they understand and love to teach and bring that to humanity, and hopefully humanity picks it up. You know, one of the main things that Imam Wahdi Muhammad concentrated on, and he felt it was more important than a whole lot of other things, and he elaborated on that. You know, and that's images in religion, you know. He felt that was more important than anything else that can be passed on or given in religion. It's saying that there's another God, that God has a partner, God has an equal. So he stressed that to his followers. He stressed that to us, you know. But many of his followers, when they got the Quran and when they got the history of Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, they saw other things that they lacked it and that they felt would influence the people, you know, to be obedient to God, you know. And they push that, you know. So we can't say that because everybody don't lack what I lack, then they are not supporters of Allah, supporters of Imam Wahdi Muhammad, supporters of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Martin Luther King. We can't say that. We can't say that. That's many things. Allah is Akbar. And this creation is big and vast. Just a person becoming a scientist and discover some things and make the whole society advance, you know, it's a blessing. And they couldn't, they not even interested in images in religion. They spend their whole time studying the creation, studying a part of the creation, you know. And many of them, you know, establish things that is helpful. You know, like the airplane, the car, you know, electricity, all these things. People gave themselves to it, spent a lifetime, you know. And people learn how to harness electricity, water and air, you know, and maybe what, air conditioning, heaters, you know, they was able to contain the sun and use it, you know, to heat the house, to heat the home, or heat the car. We got heaters in the car. It's going to be cold outside, but we cut the heat on in the car. You know? So we got to be intelligent. You see? And one of the ways that you can, we can get the help that we need, you know, we have to come at our audience, our peoples out in the society in a certain way to make them love doing some of the things that we see need to be done. You know, there's a certain approach that we got to use. Allah said, let there be no compulsion. So we can't force them. We can't make them. We can't dare them. And we can't threaten them. We can't say, if you don't do this here, then you're not a true believer. That's not the way you win a person over. That's not the way that we can get a person, you know, to help us in doing what we got to do and what we think is important, is serious. You see, I imagine if a person had came to one of us like that, we wouldn't be where we are right now. We wouldn't be all enthused and pushing hard the way that we are doing. You know, so we got to think. Do that make me big? Because what I feel that is necessary, and I got a whole lot of people that's helping me, and a whole lot of people that's pushing it. Do I look at everybody else as unnecessary? Ain't no good. Don't support Imam Wahid Muhammad. That's not the way we come. That's not the way we come at each other. That's not the way we come at each other. And whole lot of time, we're not going to be successful. And just because we're not successful, it don't mean that I know more than what you know. I'm doing more than what you're doing. Because what I'm doing is working. What happened to all praise is due to Allah? All praise is due to Allah. What happened to that? So we have to We had to be more compassionate and more understanding. You know? And like we is coming, and we're gonna come a little bit more stronger to the peoples, you know, to help them understand what BUII is all about, you know. There was some men, they said, the further end of the city, they come running and was teaching the peoples, you know, the crowd outside, the peoples, and told them to listen to the prophet. If he's saying something that is against you, you know, and it's all for him, you know, then you'll know that. You'll know when he's just teaching where everything is just going to benefit him. And then if it don't be successful, he's not going to, how you going to get something out of it? If what he's saying is not going to be successful, how that going to benefit him? I'm saying that to say that what we would like to see and like to do in BUII is to let the people know that we're trying to establish wide open field for them to work out in, and they can benefit themselves, and we're doing it for them to benefit, and not just for us to benefit only. We need businesses, but we need businesses to be supported by the community, by the people, and businesses that are going to serve the people. Where the people can benefit from it. We don't need no any kind of business. We don't need a business where a person doesn't discover something and he can make an apple big as a watermelon, and it'll look more better. But when he eat it, it's not good for him, for his sister. We want the people that go into business to establish something that is halal, something that's healthy, something that will benefit our health, because we are real concerned about our health. We're real concerned about that. So we need businesses to help us with our concern, to make us healthier, to make us more successful. Then I can give it to my children or my grandchildren. Things that will make the environment better. We don't want to go and get some water and put it out on the society that we know It's not what we're saying that it is. We know it ain't purified water. So what we do, we get the water and find a bottle company and get us a label and thing and put regular water in a bottle and sell the water. So we are asking for and looking for peoples that believe in God. Not people that just want to make money. You can have people that really look at, say, I know where plenty of water is. All I got to do is just bottle up this water and put my name on it and sell the water. I know where plenty of water is at. All I had to do is do that all day, every day. And I can make billions of dollars. You know, you got people doing that. People thinking like that as far as our fruits and far as our vegetables. So when we talk out here, we're not just talking for nothing. We're talking because there's a problem. There's a problem in the society, and it's something that we didn't foresee, you know, that people would go out here and do things that they are doing in order to make money. And if we are not aware of it, they'll put it on the society, and it will affect the people. So we got to have people that we can trust, especially when they're doing something where we are taking whatever they're doing and putting it and eating it, you know. Because we eat that, and it affect us. Then that type of person is the enemy to the society. We don't need that type of person to go into business. We're not looking for that type of person to go into business. We're looking for God-fearing. We're talking about God-fearing people. We're talking about people that want for their brother what they want for themselves. We got people that want to make money, and they don't worry. They don't care about whether or not you making money. They just look out for themselves. You really got people that think that everything's supposed to be designed for them, where they can take care of their children, educate their children, but they ain't worried about your children. They deal with you like you don't even have children, or you don't even exist. We're Muslim. We're God conscious. We believe in God. We want for our brother what we want for ourselves. We don't want to get out here and just flatter the people with all kind of knowledge and different words, application of wisdom and stuff like that there, where we can impress the people, tell them how good of a speaker he is, and did you hear what he said and all that, and at the same time, what they're giving you is deadly. We'll kill you. would divide you against your brother and your sister. This is one of the main things they're doing now. They're infiltrating and causing division. Don't you know if I try to destroy my brother, that's destroying my own power. That's ignorant. Why should I be making effort to go against my own brother? And take away my power. This is what's going on, brothers and sisters. And we're going to have to wake up and smell the coffee, and bear witness to the truth, and keep on seeking for the best. Keep on seeking for the best. Put the truth out there, and Allah said, know ye the truth, and the truth will make you free. So we thank you. We pray that Allah bless you. And inshallah, if you got any questions or statement on anything that I'm saying, then alhamdulillah, you know, if I can answer, I sure would try. I came to you in peace and leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Somebody else have their hand up. I'm going to bring them in. Assalamualaikum. 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 718-448-05. You cut your mic on. So you're in the queue. You want
yes,
to say
sir.
Something?
Yes, okay. Sir. Assalamualaikum, everyone. This is Haji Lala.
Waalaikum assalam.
I have to agree with Brother Shuja. You said people buy any water, and they think whatever's on that bottle, that's the name of the water. I'll give you an example. My sister had a 64-ounce bottle of water. I think it was Perium or something like that there. Well, she drank all of the water, and so she used sink water to put back into the bottle to put in her refrigerator to get cold. So one evening, her friend comes by, and she offers her friend something to drink. So her friend says, well, what you have? So she says, well, I have some water, soda, and juice. So she said, I'll take the water, and I'll have the juice. So she poured the water. She said, oh, yeah, I like that water there. She said, oh, yeah, I like that water there. She said, don't put it back in. She said, because I think I'm going to drink it all. Is it all right? So my sister said, well, you can have 2 glasses of it. But she had her name on the, she was looking at the name of the water. She didn't think about how the water was tasting. And so that's how she was able, well, she didn't really trick the friend, but she said the friend went for it because she saw the name of the water. And she said, well, she'd like to get 2 glasses of water. And so my sister said, okay, fine. So she told me. So I said, oh, she didn't notice that it wasn't the water that was on the name of it. She said, no, she didn't notice. Another scenario, we sell well water. So a guy said he's a health food type of person. He said, oh, no, that water's not good. So I said, really? I said, because that's what we're selling. He said, oh, no, sister. He said, no. He said, that water's from the well. And whatever's in the well is in the water. I said, oh, brother. I said, we were selling the water, so we stopped selling it. And, well, at least I did, you know, stop selling it. But that water thing, yeah, is really serious. But then we had, and then I saw a program on TV. The man had 3 bottles of water came from 3 different countries. and he had three people up there to test the water, and he was saying how different the three waters were from one another. So when they tell you that water is all the same, it's not. It's not. And we definitely need good, clean water. So, alhamdulillah, I have that to say, because I was like, oh, no, he's talking about something that I can talk about myself when it comes to water. And not all water you can use with medicine. There's certain waters that you can take your medication with, because if you use the water like the distilled water you need for, you can drink with anything. But it's another water that I'm trying to think of. But anyway, you can't drink it with, honey, what's that water that we have in the machine? Canyon water. You can't mix that with medicine because it would deplete the medicine before it even take effect. So, alhamdulillah. That's what I'm going to go. Thank y'all for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Lyon. Alhamdulillah.
All right, bro. Anybody? Anybody else? Thank you, Sister Lala. We want you to please hang around and hit us with some of your beautiful poems that you done, your inspirational poem that you have. We sure appreciate it. And so you can hang around and get some of them ready for us at almost the end. We would so highly appreciate it.
Okay.
We'll do. So we're still here tonight. To get rid of speaking on the images that have polluted the world, the fog minds. The only thing we can do is speak truth to falsehood. Ask people to remove them, not make nobody do anything. And there's no force. We just bring the truth. And Jesus said, know the truth and the truth. And that's what he told. And people don't want to know the truth. Our pretty man said one time there was a lady that he's speaking to. She said, please don't tell me no more truth. Don't wake me up. So that's people like that. And Imam said, yep. Two people hard to wake up. A person who's been working all day long and working 16 to 18 hours. He come home, he go to sleep, he hard to wake back up. And the other person is the one who playing sleep. You can shake him all you want to. He is not going to wake up. Because he don't be in the know. He don't want no light. He don't want the truth. So we got people just like that among us. You can bring the truth. They don't want to wake up. So we are here trying to elevate, educate ourselves as well as the people who don't fail under the image, so we can come up out of this image and make progress with each other. And that with each other, not only the family, but with each other. Because divided we fall, and divided we stand, and together we stand, and we stand together better than we can be divided. A young man came here today, and he said he heard about the religion. He's from another country.
Trinidad.
And he said that he asked about the religion. And I told him that it's no different. That one thing we believe in, that we believe there's only one God for this one creation, that we all are the creation of God. We are all connected through Adam. And so he listened to him, and that is the truth. That's what the scripture says.
Yeah, one creation.
So only thing I can do is point to what the scripture said, and what I believe, and point to that. He said he understood that. So alhamdulillah, that's what we want to hear. We want to get understanding when we talk to the people. We want to bring understanding to people who didn't have understanding. So that's what we're here So anybody else would like to share in this great conversation? Yeah, we're going to have to open business. But like I said, you can open all the business in the world. If you don't have nobody to go into those business and spend money, not because they morally, because their mind has been taken away from them. They think that the Caucasian got the best and whatever you got is not the best. So they hesitate to buy from them. So that's what we're saying. We have to educate. That's what education is so important. That's why the SIM school that we're trying to they're trying to put together, the SIM school, so they can educate the children at a young age, and the children will be more than learn to spend and buy from each other. And they can get the importance of spending money with each other. They don't give you the importance of spending money with each other in the public school. They tell you, come there and get you a job, learn reading, writing, arithmetic, and go to college to get you a good job. If you don't go to college, go join the Army or the Navy, Marine, and get you a good career. But still, none of them is telling you to make jobs for the people, and that's what the people need. The people on the streets, they need jobs. They need to be encouraged to work together and to come out of them streets, and that's the love coming from the human being to other human beings. When we can get the people out of the streets, off the ground, out under the expressways, when we can do that, that's love. And we can't have no fake love. We have to be truly genuine and honest. And only Allah knows who that is. Only Allah knows. And people, they look and see, and they, a lot of times they see what you show them. So we have to, not only this talk, we have to, like I said, prayer and good deeds, prayer and obedience and do the right thing as best you can for yourself. And Allah tell us to invite these people to this religion with beautiful teaching. Allah tell us that. Now, Satan want to tell us not to do nothing. You know, say that the people they'll find their way, you know. No, they were going to find a way. Scripture was said, the scripture is the way back to Allah. It teach us the pen and respect the creator and respect the books and the thing, and people they sent to us to show us how to live this good life that God wants us to have. And that life will continue on the other side. That good life will continue on the other side. So does anybody else would like to say anything at this time again? Anybody else got anything they would like to say and share? We are here because we are trying to get rid of the image. Get rid of the image means to bring people back to working together with each other. That's something we haven't done. We've been taught to hurt each other and disrespect each other, but we have been taught to come together with each other. And that is a fact, because you look in our neighborhood, most of the business, I don't know where you stay, but in our neighborhood, belong to everybody else but us. Everybody, Chinese, Japanese, Arabs, everybody got business in our neighborhood, and we don't have one in their neighborhood, but they got business in our neighborhood, and then got us saying that we got a community. And you have a community without business. Really, we just only got somewhere to lay our heads, and they trying to get rid of that. They done ran the rent up so high, a bedroom, one room rent for over $200. Don't tell me greed ain't part of the, is not there. You tell me those kind of people that work with us?
What you mean, one room?
One room for $200.
A month?
A month. A week. $200 a week. $200 a week. Mm. Yeah, I seen that sign in the people yard. Room for rent for $200 a week. So the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poor. We know we live in a capitalist society. But we can break the, we can change all that. If we sincere, we want to change. We can change that if we truly, we have the scripture that will help us. We have the creator who will back us. So we can change that. So I say all praise is due to Allah. Always saying, all praise is due to Allah. We thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad and Abdullah. And we thank him for last revelation. And that was Prophet Muhammad. He received the last revelation. In that revelation, Prophet Muhammad led all the other prophets in prayer. All the night vision. So all praise is due to God. So anybody who would like to continue in this talk that we have here on this Rock Talk radio station, there's if your mic is on, you want to come back and say something again, you can't. Nobody else is raising their hand. We have this soap called True Detergent. And I'm inviting everybody in Atlanta to purchase this soap for to help our business. And the brothers that got the business, they going to do more for the schools and everything else. They don't promise that. They don't make a pledge to do that. But they can't do nothing without any money. And they don't make a pledge like Moscow doing. They doing things. They ain't coming out and telling.
So the Malik and his crew going to give money to Malik and his crew for the detergent?
Yeah.
Haji Malik?
Yes, ma'am.
And they got money to the school. No.
That's what they're going to do? Yes, ma'am. They have raised $100,000 better this year for the school, right, selling that as a turkey. You're right. Okay. Anybody else? Sister, you want to say something else? Sister Lala? Haji Lala?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sister.
I wanted to mention that the masjid that I attend, we have gone over there and taken the calendars. For all you know, the calendars, Sujar and his wife, Karan, the author of the calendar. So while we're there at the masjid, I'm going to throw out a number. Maybe six brothers could have been there. And my husband sold two calendars to one brother. The others just like looked at him like, no, they didn't want it. No, they didn't want it. And it was just so pitiful. Like, I mean, really, y'all, you're going to need a calendar. One said, well, we have a calendar in our phone. Okay. Well, that's in your phone. What about for your house or your business or something? We could not get them to part that from their money for nothing. And it's just a shame that they didn't support, because we did mention it was a fundraiser. And you know, if you can't get nothing from a fundraiser, them people just not going to come out their pocket. I couldn't understand. I had to shake my head. Like, astaghfirullah. You buying from us. One Muslim buying from another Muslim. And this is something that's essential. So I don't know why y'all don't want to come out your pocket and buy it. But I bet they buy something else. You know? So I just say shame on y'all. Shame on y'all. And it's hard to get our people to buy from one another. Hard for people to buy something from one another. Especially if we look like each other. You know, especially if we look like each other.
That's right. It's unlegum. The merciful redeemer. Now, there's no God but Allah, creator of the heavens and earth, knowing the creator of all systems, knowledge known and unseen. And I bear witness the prophet Muhammad Sally was the name of the seal of the prophets. I said, I'm Legum again, guest of the blog your show. I'm Daya, one of the hosts, and I just wanted to bring out a few points. I'm sitting listening more than I'm doing talking nowadays. I check myself and I realize it, but I was wondering why, because usually I can talk, but I've been wondering why. But for one thing, we say things and we point out things that others, that we may pay attention to from others, but then we never stop to think, what is it that others are thinking of us? You know, now we can talk about supporting other businesses all day long, all night long, 24/7. But what about us ourselves? Are we supporting other businesses? You know? So, like you said, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Well, I don't know about the goose and the gander, but I know that we should think like that. We should think, you know, if we want others to patronize us as far as our businesses, we have to also patronize others. And we know if there's some that's getting just business just getting off the ground, you know, and they're not doing so good, then they need donations and contributions, you know. And you say we're in this together, okay, then prove it. You know, let's help each other. You know, let's help each other. We shouldn't, one person should not have to bear the burden alone, you know. Let's just help each other. And whatever the situation is or business we may have. Okay, like say for the Mosque Cares. They said the Mosque Cares don't give much to people and the Mosque don't have as much money because nobody's contributing to Mosque Cares. You know? And then there's the schools that we're trying to and it's doing pretty good, but it could use more contributions itself as well as the donation each month. $50, I think, $50, $100. I'm sure they would probably appreciate whatever it is you can send. You know? If not the $50 a month that goes to each designated school. So each school, you know, get their share, whatever month it is for them to get theirs. And we just have to think like this. It may seem like sometimes we're taking money that we have for ourselves, the money that we have for ourselves, it may seem as if we're taking money from ourselves and putting it towards something else when we could be using it for ourselves. Well, that's where our sacrifice comes in, and that's where our dedication and our faith come in. We used to sacrifice many a day with a lot of things and in a lot of ways in the days of, I'd say back in the day, during the days of Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him. You know, we should do all kinds of sacrifices. So we have to get back, you know, to the basics and just realize when we, and my grandmother used to say, when you point the finger, and maybe you may not be pointing the finger, this is just as old cliche. If you point your finger at another person, look at the thumb, and who's the thumb pointing at? Back to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So don't point the finger by word of mouth at the other person if you are not yourself fulfilling that particular position or doing that sacrifice or doing whatever is asked of the other brother or sister to do. And it all comes back to unity. We're all in this together. Allah blesses the deeds always of another. Allah never leaves the work of the believer to go unnoticed. So believe me, it's being noticed of what you do, you know, and what you say you're going to do and you don't do. You know, we always just say our word is bond. You know, but how many of us today live up to that truly? You know, see, we're doing a lot of talking, and we're not doing a lot of doing. We're doing the do, but we're not walking the talk, or talking the walk. Or, you know, whichever way that goes, I can't remember right now because I can't figure it myself. You know, we'll walk the walk, you know, talk the talk, walk the walk. You know, but anyway, we have to just do better. We have to do much better, and we have to be serious. And we know that Brother Ineen, the one that's sponsoring us, one of the sponsors for the Blog Talk Radio show, he was blessed by Allah to have his radio shows. He has more than one Blog Talk Radio show, you know, and he's trying to carry that. Where are the donations? Where are the contributions? Where's the consideration and the need for these programs that being offered on the Blog Talk Radio show? And it takes money. And, you know, people try to discourage you, and every time, well, I know some Blog Talk Radio shows you don't have to pay any money for. Okay, well, you deal with that, you know. But also deal with the one that needs contribution as well and donate to those. And you'll be rewarded, you know. You know, nobody has to say, well, thank you. You know, I sure appreciate that. You know, no, we don't have to do that. We know Allah's going to bless us with. We just know he is. Because we are contributing to necessary causes. Yeah, Brother Ineen, also all you have to do is turn on the STEM, the STEM, S-T-E-M, S is for science, T is for technology, E is for engineering, and M is for math. And I always say that this brings me back to El-Islam, you know. This brings me back to El-Islam that covers all of that and some. You know, so if you look at the STEM, look at that website, Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, and you'll see how enticing it is and how inviting it is to, like, reaching to you to, you know, come on and let's help us do this. Let's do this. You know, let's do this. You know, so we help. We donate. And Brother Ineen has a little, I think he mentioned that, well, when you pull up that website, and you'll see those things. The things Brother Ineen mentioned, he's selling CDs and other materials that Imam W.D. Muhammad has authored, you know, with the CDs and the books, you know. And so that, also, that too goes back to the mosque cares. So you donate to that, you know, and like one hand washes the other, and we're still helping each other. And this is where the true love comes in. We're not talking about the Hollywood love, you know, and all this stuff. I mean from the heart, you know, and seriously. It ain't nobody trying to get no man or get no woman. We're talking about Islam and the work that has to be done and needs to be done. And not just by word of mouth, but by actions. And I'm not going to say anymore because I feel myself good. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
All right, Bob. Anybody else would like to comment or make a suggestion or say anything? Go right ahead. Mic is on. Anybody want to say anything? Come do now. We thank Allah for the good situation that Allah has put us in. We are in a very good situation. We are doing a lot better than a whole lot of people because we know how to control our spending. We know how to do that. So we thank Allah for that, putting that discipline in us. We know Ramadan is coming up, another discipline move that we're going to be in during the month, fasting for 29, 30 days. It's on the way. So we're looking forward for Ramadan, getting ready to make ourselves all over and better this year than we made ourselves last year and the year before that. So all praise are due to Allah knows exactly what we need, and we welcome Ramadan. So we pray to Allah we all make it through and live to see it and live it being help being a lot healthier and wise during this month of Ramadan. You know, we're living in a month which is called Shaban.
Shaban
being prepared. So we're getting ready for that. So we can all praise that detail along. So if there's anybody else got anything else they would like to say, share with us, share with the believers on the phone. And Allah says we call us believers. And he says eventually the true believers will win too. You know, so I'm not here to point my hand saying nobody, because we all got work to do. And God said the best one of us is one who obey him the best. And Allah said he knows who exactly that is. He knows. And we know not. Excuse me for a second. Young man is in the house. Brother Waqeed, you are in. You got anything that you'd like to share to us tonight?
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
I want to ask the good believer to continue making prayer for each other. And make prayer for our brother Ibrahim, Imam Ibrahim, and Allah give him, he's out the hospital now, and make dua for brother Akil. Brother Akil been sick lately. I think he's getting a little better. He's the one who do the t-shirts in Atlanta. And if we can't see the sick, we can make prayer for them. And we never know who prayers Allah would accept to answer. And the effectfulness of us working together, if we can work together in prayer, we could work together in economics. But it's outrageous what our brothers and sisters are doing. And Allah bless us to keep up this good, beautiful, beautiful work. Allah says, fighting is prescribed for you. This is commandment. It's a command, as it was prescribed before you. One thing Allah don't want you to do is to fight your brothers or your sisters. So this fight is not to the believers, as you are, brothers and sisters. This fight is against those who do not believe. Even you notice sometimes when you argue, when you talk about God to your family members or your friends or your close relatives, you always find yourself in an argument. And you should. Allah says fighting is prescribed for you. It's not just a physical fight, but it's a fight how down you are with Allah. No cap. Straight facts. Are you ready to out-talk someone to show them your compassion with Allah without getting mad? Or give them an understanding that they ain't never heard in their life? So Allah is definitely not talking about you fighting your brother or your sister. He's saying fight someone that does not understand. When we look at Moses and Pharaoh, Moses was fighting Pharaoh. It was a fight. It was a spiritual fight. Just like King was fighting the government. Imam Muhammad was fighting
the unintelligent, uneducated amongst us. The pagans, the heathens, the barbarians, the one who made up the political laws and established them pressing against African Americans. They were all fighters. Take your position on the battlefield, dear brothers and sisters. Allah says for the believer, for one believer can take on five disbelievers. Five. 100 could take on 1,000. 1,000 could take on 100,000. And the Battle of Badr, it was over 5,000 men, and it was only 356. I can't remember the specific amount of believers. But we won. You ever been in a club fight, a bar fight, with believing men against the whole people? I ain't talking about when you're in your den. I'm talking about when you're on the streets or whatever situation that you are in or you've been in. But I have. I have. Me and my brother went to a football game. We went to a football game. And my brother, very attractive, like myself. And a young lady asked my brother for his number. And somehow an ink pen got involved. I think she gave him the ink pen. But then when she gave it to him, it dropped. And when it dropped, the man took a swing on my brother, but he missed my brother. It's like an angel pushed him down as he swung. And when he swung, I hit him. And we started fighting back to back. We got attacked by, say, at least 60 disbelievers. 60 disbelievers. And it's a real fight. I'm talking about blow for blow, nick for nick, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. We fighting. And Allah still gave us victory. We was beat up pretty bad. The friends we went with, they was disbelievers. They were Christian brothers. They stayed in the car. They watched the whole fight. I believe it. If they would have had a camera, they would have recorded it. But the pages was out. The pages. And when we called back up, because we were still mad. We wanted some more get back. So we called some more backup, some more brothers. And when they came, we really started whipping butt. We could see ourselves. We saw ourselves whipping butt. We was fighting back to back. But when the reinforcements came, we really whipping butt. They running. They running. But my point is, one believer can take on many. Allah says it was not you. Not you. Believers that was cutting their heads and hands off, but it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord and cherisher and sustainer of all the world. All you got to do, dear believers, is put in your work. Put in your, invite the Jehovah Witness inside. Invite them in your house. Have a good conversation with them. Talk to them. Invite Christians. You can't fight no one if you don't invite them to something to fight for. You can't go out and fight if you're not trying to fight. Allah ain't make you to sit down. You ain't here for that. You're here to get your inheritance of this world and hereafter. And you can't get your inheritance when oppression have been oppressive system, oppressive society, oppressive economic, oppression in every form of oppression. If you don't put yourself in that fight. Allah will assist you. Allah knows what you need, dear brothers and sisters. Allah knows what the arms and the arms that you need to go fight. He might don't see anybody. He might send you one person. But that one person might have more courage than 25 more men. Do you believe? Fighting is prescribed for you. It's prescribed for you. And we should fight. And we might fight against each other and argue each other. But when we come together, we can fight our oppression and we'll beat it up, every form of it. But my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we had to be woke. We had to be up. We had to be up. And we got to have a concrete structure as a line that's unstoppable. Because in our lines, the angels is with us. Allah is with us. And we got to go forward by any means. If not for yourselves, dear brothers and sisters, feast to be Allah. But for the ones that's after you. The children that's coming up behind you. You know, brothers, some of us get to the point where we're so argumentative that we can't wait to get in another argument with a believing brother. It's always a challenge, but it's we get to the point of the challenge where you should be able to identify the common sense of what that person's saying. Like Brother Sue just said a couple of days ago, he said add on. You should add on to something. Add on. Don't discourage your brothers or your sisters. Don't discourage believers. Don't be, man said, don't be hard on the believers and easy on the disbelievers.
That's right.
Because we believe it. We believe in Allah. We believe in the angels. We believe us. They don't do that. You wanna fight somebody? Go out there, get into a real argument with a stone blood in the name of Jesus. Covered. you talking about some real fighting? and try not to get mad, like you want to kick their butt, but try to get mad that they ain't that you trying to give them some knowledge so that they can understand.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get mad like you want to kill them or hurt them.
Mm-mm.
But get mad like you just can't comprehend. We understand mental health is real. We know it is. We like you really worshiping. Some Christians think that Jesus and God is the same. And some people believe in Jesus as they believe in God Almighty. But get into an argument with them so that they can understand that your thinking ain't logical. And make them feel it. Make them feel not so inferior of yourself, no. But make them feel that Quran, the inferior of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Lord and cherish and sustainer of all the world. Allow you easy words. And your disbelievers, you don't come to me and ask me for forgiveness, you're gonna go to hell. Then he get a little deeper. He get a lot really precise and he detailed. He tell you about the skin gone bald, he gonna give you back some more skin. Then he tell you ain't gonna be dead or alive. That's spooky. That's scary. We want to be able to express the word of the Quran in a demeanor that will help their intelligence grow, so they can come out of this mental health. And yeah, I thought about this. What happens when the prisoners get smarter than the guards? What happens with the mental health society and hospitals and I call them concentration camps, when they get smarter than the doctors and the guards? They only put half of what we see in movies. They're gonna tear these streets up. They're gonna tear them up. Because Islam is a preparation religion. We prepare for everything. Wudu for prayer, death, life, marriage. We prepare for everything. And it's time we prepare for our future. Our future. And the more we talk amongst each other, the more we should fill our bonds getting better with each other, and the more we should be able to build our spirits back alive. Because we're not dead. And we don't need no type of mentality as a disbelievers. We Muslims. We want to be alert about everything. So I encourage my dear brothers and sisters to go out and fight. Go out. I can see Prophet Muhammad being in front of the White House fighting for human rights. I can see Christ doing the same thing. I can see all of the prophets fighting for human rights, fighting for the dignity of all people. Not the whites over the blacks, the Europeans over the African-Americans, but fighting for all people, equality. And I can see him fighting for the cause of Allah. If I said anything to offend anyone, I take full responsibility. And I ask Allah, God, my creator, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who created the darkness and the light, for forgiveness. But if I said anything to help the mentalities of the mind, then all praise is due to Allah, Lord and Cherisher, sustainer of all worlds and all systems of knowledge. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, brother. Alhamdulillah. Sister Lala, are you Lala?
Yes, sir.
Can you bless us with some of your poems?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
God gave some of us a triple bypass this morning. We bypassed the hospital. We bypassed the mall. And we bypass cemetery. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I said a prayer for you today, and know Allah must have heard. I felt the answer in my heart, although he spoke no word. I didn't ask for wealth or fame. I knew you wouldn't mind. I asked him to send treasures of a far more lasting kind. I ask that he be near you at the start of each day, each new day, to grant you health and blessing and friends to share your way. I ask for happiness for you in all things, great and small, but it was for his loving care I prayed the most of all. Amen. Okay, let's see. Good friends care for each other. Close friends understand each other. But true friends stay forever, beyond words, beyond distance, beyond time. Amen. Yes, sir. Okay, I have one more. Oh, well, we'll do two more. You there, the one reading this, I want you to do something. Smile. Smile because you're beautiful, because you're amazing, because you're unique, because you can be, because tomorrow is a new day, because no matter what you think, someone loves you. Smile because you deserve it. Amen. Here's the last one. Surround yourself with people who empower you, believe in you, support you, uplift you, motivate you, appreciate you. And I appreciate you all listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good night. Remember Allah and Allah remember you.
Will you close it out with a prayer, Sister Dua, Sister Lala?
Yes, sir.
Can you close the...
Yes. Ud Pilat Minashaton Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ku Allah Waha Allahu Samad. Lam Yule Walam Yula Walam Yuku Kufu One Ahead. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody, for showing up. May Allah continue to bless us. What a beautiful night it was. Thank you, Sister Nala. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stay safe.